Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Saying he is canceling the last administration's deal with Cuba, President Trump has begun undoing some parts of President Obama's agreements with Havana. New measures, including tightening restrictions on tourism travel and prohibiting financial dealings with entities tied to Cuban military and the intelligence services. President Trump traveled to the U.S. city of Miami, Florida, to make the announcement.
We all accept that all nations have the right to chart their own paths, and I'm certainly a very big believer in that. So we will respect Cuban sovereignty, but we will never turn our backs on the Cuban people. That will not happen.
This American tourist in Havana took issue with Mr. Trump's new Cuba policy.
I think it's better if the American tourists can come to Cuba. I think it helps support the Cuban people, and I think they deserve that.
White House officials said many of the Obama-era changes would remain in place. According to senior administration officials, Americans will still be able to travel to Cuba under approved categories, but there will be stricter enforcement to ensure travelers fit those categories. U.S. Embassy will remain open in Havana. President Trump has continued a campaign on Twitter against investigations into possible links between his presidential campaign and Russia. Mr. Trump said he is being investigated for firing the FBI director by the man who told him to fire the FBI director. Then he added these words to his tweet, "Witch hunt." This followed a report Mr. Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is under investigation for his financial dealings that might involve Russia. This is VOA News. The U.S. Navy is now saying that seven American sailors are missing after one of its destroyers collided with a merchant vessel early today, happened off the coast of Japan. USS Fitzgerald collided with a Philippine flag container ship. As far as we know, no one was reported injured. Such collisions between two ships are rare, we've been told, and they say it's not immediately clear exactly what caused these two vessels to collide. One of the physicians treating U.S. Congressman Steve Scalise, who was seriously wounded in an attack on Republican lawmakers at a baseball field near Washington, says his vital signs are good. Dr. Jack Sava is in charge of trauma treatment at the MedStar Washington Hospital Center.
Congressman Scalise sustained a single rifle wound that entered in the area of the left hip. It traveled directly across towards the other hip in what we call a transpelvic gunshot wound. The round fragmented and did substantial damage to bones, internal organs, and blood vessels.
Many members of the House and Senate from both major political parties have spoken warmly about Scalise's gregarious nature this week, and leading figures throughout the American political spectrum, from President Trump on down to local leaders, have taken note of the shooting as a cautionary tale, not to let differences of opinion escalate to violence and bloodshed. The International Organization for Migration reporting efforts are ongoing to rescue about 200 migrants from Somalia and Ethiopia who have been kidnapped in Libya and are being held for ransom. Lisa Schlein has our report from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
News of the kidnappings and illegal detentions in Libya first surfaced in a video which appeared on Facebook on June 9th. The International Organization for Migration says families of the missing men and women have received ransom demands based on short video clips depicting scenes of active torture. IOM spokesman Joel Millman tells VOA the source of the video is not known, but there is little doubt as to its veracity. The IOM reports it is working with partners to try to locate the migrants. It says IOM staff, in coordination with authorities in Libya, is trying to trace and potentially aid in the rescue of these victims. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And Helmut Kohl, the former German chancellor credited with forging the reunification of East and West Germany in 1990, has died. He was 87. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.